Good morning. Good morning. It is a good morning, amen. Got a little ring in my mic. Shout hallelujah to Jesus. Do it from your heart. Shout hallelujah to Jesus. Do you know why you're here today? Because Jesus gave all that he had so you could have what he had. So I could have what he had and who he become who he is. Oh, what a privilege we have today. Oh, what a privilege we have today to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. To be able to gather to worship, whether we are here in the sanctuary or whether you are watching, wherever you are, to be able to worship.
When the disciples, Mary and Mary Magdalene and all them, and them went, and the angel told them that Jesus had arisen from the dead, and they worshiped him. They grabbed his feet. He said, "Don't touch me yet. I have not yet assembled. Go and tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee." And they went and told them, and some didn't even believe. And we get in points and areas in our lives where we don't believe, but that's why we're here today, so we can believe and receive. And so they went out at the appointed time. And they went to where Jesus was. And they worshiped him. And that's my point. We're in the sanctuary today to worship him. Jesus is the great head of the church. Jesus is the one that we worship. Jesus is the one to be obeyed. Jesus is the one who loves us unconditionally. He's the one. When they caught the woman in the very act of adultery, and they brought her to him and said, "The law says, stone her to death." And Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground. You know, we all wonder what he wrote. But I'm just going to envision that he wrote, "I love you regardless." And he said, "You that are without sin, cast the first stone." And they all left one by one. And then Jesus said, "Oh my God, where are thine accusers? Where are they? Where are the stone throwers?" She said, "There are none. There are no accusers here, Lord. I sinned and my sin is great and open, but obviously they have sinned because they left. They couldn't cast a stone." He said, "Well, if they can't accuse you, I don't either. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more." The Lord Jesus, the Son of Almighty God, he paid a high price for you, you and me. For your life out there, he has paid it all. And it's all because of love. He said, "I don't care what you've done, what you're doing. Stop and go sin no more. Repent." This morning, I've been praying for a message, and thank you, Jai. Jai's up there managing the camera. He's 13. When Jai was about 4, I don't know what I was doing, but I remember where I was, right in the family room, right near the TV. Whatever it was, Jai said, don't worry, Grandmia, just relax. I got it. And that's what the Lord said to me this morning. I'm praying yesterday and all these weeks I'm praying. He said, Corey, do you trust me? He said, just relax. I've got your back. And I opened this notebook and I wrote this in August and I just wept before God because of the sin of omission. Some things that he told me to do, and I just said, yes, Lord, and went right on about my way. So today, Gail, I heard myself telling you to sing that song, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. Somebody get her a mic. I don't know if I get to that or not. But he said, calling. He said, calling sinners, calling backsliders, calling the sick, calling the warriors, calling the fearful. Come home to me. He said, it's in me that you live. It's in me, says Lord Jesus, that you have your being. He said, I really did pay all of it. You know, those of you who are aware, my husband bought me that Mustang. That's a pretty car. I'm just not into that car. I'll sell it in a minute, I promise you. I'm just not into that car. I'm just not into it. But I said to my husband the other day, I said, had you ever thought about just going on paying it off and not taking payments? He said, yes, I'm thinking about that. Jesus didn't just think about it. He didn't say, I'll pay a little bit off her sin now, and I'll pay a little bit off her sin here, and a little bit off her sin until it's all paid. He said, I'm going to wipe it out. So God is calling for you to come to him. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care. He doesn't care. He said, all men of all colors, of all nationalities, of all nations shall come to me. I died for everyone. And he said, I am calling in my fruit. I'm calling in the fruit, the harvest of my labor, of my blood, of the stripes on my back. I'm calling in. For I did so love the world, John 3:16. I did and still do so love the world that I died. That I died. God says, you're no mistake. You're no mistake. You are a product of my love. He said, I want you to become my joy. I want you to become my joy. I want you to be my pride and joy. And said, that'll happen when you are proud of yourself. Because you're living for me. He said, there's a liar out there, and I don't even want to talk about him. But just to warn you, there's a liar out there, and he can't ever tell you the truth. And he says, you can't and you won't, and they don't care, and they don't like you, and you are this and you are that. You are who I say you are. They just sung the song. I say you are made in my image. I say you are made like me. I say you are made to prosper and be in health. I say you are made to put your hand to something. Put your hand to something. Put your hand to something and to prosper.